charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay for it.
Don't talk, and the Joni Mitchell reminds me, it was about the 1970s that she was so popular, and that's what we're talking about, that first Earth Day. And I am just honored to be in studio with one of the fathers of that first Earth Day and so much groundbreaking environmental legislation, Democrat Pete McCloskey. Again, welcome to the fold. And it's never too late to change stripes, I guess, and whatever it takes. So
there's no fool like an old fool. Go ahead.
So you came out of retirement, just in case anyone's just joining us, in January of 06 because you thought Richard Pombo had to go.
Well, if there was one thing I felt proud of in the 15 years in Congress, it was the Endangered Species Act. And, you know, it was conceived, we were losing the bald eagle, we were losing a lot of species, and there was a concern that when a frog dies or some species dies out, does that affect the chain that men are affected by, human beings? It's kind of like the canary in the coal mine. When the canary passes out, you know the air is foul and we better get out of the coal mine.
When bees are dying mysteriously, they say humans have 4 years.
Well, it's, you know, our life expectancies have increased since my father and grandfather. We're all living longer. But whether we're living better now as a result of air pollution here in the Bay Area, out of every five children over in San Joaquin Valley, one has asthma now as a result of the air pollution, the CO2 that is the contributor to global warming that finally Al Gore has called everybody's attention. And I hope that this Earth Day, 2007, will bring a resurgence of young people getting involved in the political process, because that's what Earth Day 1970 did. It showed that the idealism, the energy, and political activism of young people could force the Congress to change their positions, let alone the president.
And this should be the biggest Earth Day celebration since 1970 because of all that we're learning, all that's transpired, especially in the last year.
Sure.
I think we're getting, a resurgence.
Well, this administration has consciously tried to undo 30 years of bipartisan cooperation. Between 1970 and 1994, we had bipartisan cooperation. They've made it a partisan thing, that Republicans are anti-environment, forcing the Democrats to be pro-environment was one of the reasons that I changed parties. I could see no hope in my lifetime, which may not be very much longer.
We hope it will
of
be.
The Republican Party ever getting out of the hands of the Pat Robertsons and the Jack Abramoffs and the Karl Roves. What you're seeing today in these oversight hearings, what they're doing to the Attorney General, Pat Leahy, I mean, imagine the number three party person at the Department of Justice of the United States taking the Fifth Amendment. I mean, it's incredible to me. But any event, hopefully April 22nd this year, we'll see a rebirth of young people participating, because they're the missing ingredient in balancing what us old people do to the environment.
And you're not old, but speaking of fossil fuels, the old technology, the old resources that we've been relying on, oil and coal in particular, they've got to go, but we've got to phase them out. What do you think is the biggest hope for an alternative, renewable source of fuel?
Well, I think if they can figure out how to cleanly burn coal. I mean, coal burning in power plants in the Ohio Valley has caused New Hampshire and New England to have the fourth worst air pollution in the United States. So we're looking at China. I mean, we're going to have air coming over to us from China in the future. So
we do. A third of all the pollution we breathe in California, I hear, comes from China.
Well, we're going to have to take the lead with China, not just in human rights, but in environmental protection. When Bush refused to let us get involved in the Kyoto Protocol, involved in global warming, we used 25% of the energy of the world with 6% of the population. We've got to set an example. And the thing that you and I have enjoyed in our lifetime, and if you want to look at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, what it's meant, we could get in the car at any time, go anywhere we wanted at any time, alone. We aren't going to have that privilege. If we're going to have reduction of energy consumption, the automobile is going to have two or three passengers, and it's going to have to finally have limits on the emissions, which this administration has fought to the death.
And get hopefully at least 45 miles per gallon.
Absolutely. There's no reason we can't do it. We have the technology to do it. It's just been the insatiable greed for the consumption of oil. And finally, I think the global warming has turned the corner on that. We move to alternative sources of energy.
The status quo must go. What do you think about nuclear?
Well, I think we're going to have to reconsider nuclear, because I don't know any of us have figured out how to get rid of the nuclear waste. That's been the real problem.
And we probably never will. Not in our lifetime, certainly.
Harry Reid, the majority leader, doesn't want it buried in Nevada, that's for sure.
Don't blame him.
No state wants to be the anus of the world.
Talking about the ultimate, NIMBY issue, you know, nuclear.
Pardon me?
The ultimate NIMBY issue,
yeah,
not in my backyard.
Well, but we don't want to put it in the oceans, that's for sure, and we don't want to put it anywhere where it can be extracted by anybody, but you fly over the wastelands of Nevada, and there are places, it would seem to me, where we can put nuclear waste. But I think we've got to reconsider the whole issue if we're going to get rid of this dependency on oil, which makes us subject to going to war in far-off places to protect the sources of oil.
So you're cautiously optimistic that we're going to wake up and get some sanity here in terms of our environmental future?
I'm not really that optimistic, but I see that we have to change, and I think people now realize we have to change, and those commuters on 580 in a five-lane parking lot twice a day, I think even they are beginning to understand that we can't use this consumption of oil and emit these fumes much longer.
Don't be fueled. Thank you so much. Don't be slowed down at all, Pete McCloskey. We need your voice. We need your leadership. We certainly need your wisdom and vision, and it's been wonderful chatting with you on this Earth Day weekend.
Well, we formed a group called the Revolt of the Elders, but our real goal is to get the kids involved.
Hear, hear. We'll be back with more Eco Talk right after these messages.
Save the planet for-